This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, on this incredibly shiny Black Friday. Jare die mense ry, oral is dit verkeer. I've got a special co-presenter today, extra special. He's actually going to become, I think you're a sir today, but I'm not sure we'll work that out. But his name is Jaco van Rensburg.
Hi, Casper.
Hello. Now, Jaco van Rensburg, it sounds like your average guy next door, but he is a little, how shall I say, energetic producer and actor and dancer. It's like one of the new generation wonder kids.
Wow.
You are.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and now you know.
Lovely.
It's fantastic, Jaco. And so last night I went to your production. You're not in it, but you produced it, of Rock of Ages at Gold Reef City.
Yes.
How is it going for you? Are you happy with the production?
I am absolutely ecstatic. I always say this, it takes a village to put on any show.
Yeah.
And we have an incredible team of people. It's not just me. I sort of put everybody together and then they make the magic.
But you got a nice village.
Yes, we do.
and they are all so good. And congratulations, Jaco. Dit is so 'n fantastiese produksie.
Ach, dankie, man.
I want to tell people, office parties, you know, if you want to go and maybe eat something and then watch that, or just as friends, if you like rock music, if you like comedy, if you like a little bit of, I don't want to say silly, but it's not Leon Schuster, but it is like, what kind of comedy would you, off the wall, hey?
It is, it's very quirky.
Quirky,
yes,
that's a good word.
That's a good
quirky
word.
Was also, I think, a Down syndrome child. Nee, maar het is baie quirky. Het is baie, baie oulik. En je weet, ek hou daarvan om baie humble te bly en nooit te name drop nie. So daarom wil ek vir jou vertel dat ek in New York was with Carl Nougaard in 2009 and we went to see this production.
Okay, Rock on Broadway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I hated it. I walked out and I went, oh, what a waste of time this was. Your production is completely different. I don't know whether I had a foul mood or that. I can't remember the nice humor.
Right.
I remember very little of that show. And yesterday I went, oh, it's funny. That is so funny. That is so funny. And things that irritated me, there's like a twist right at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And they had this on Broadway. It irritated the hell of it. I think they made it schmaltzy.
Okay.
And I couldn't.
Interesting.
Very good. But because you keep
you.
Your tongue firmly in your cheek.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Huge compliment. I want to tell you a very quick little story.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally, as part of the rights contract, when you buy the rights to a big production like this, you have to provide for the big kahunas from New York, the rights holders, to fly out and see the production wherever you mount it so that they can see that you're upholding the brand and, you know, that whole thing.
That's interesting.
Maar 19 uit die 20 kere, they don't pitch up.
Yeah.
And for our production, they pitched up.
Ooh!
On opening night, there they were. And we were all having jitters and whatever, because they're the big bosses. I mean, this is like big people.
They have seen this production.
They have seen it everywhere in the world, and they know it very well.
They really did,
Long story short, after the production, They absolutely adored it, and they came to us and they said they felt that the comedy landed way better than what the Broadway team managed to do.
What did I just say?
No, you said exactly what they said. And they loved it. They thought we were just exceptional.
It was extremely good. And you know what? It's also to do with this wunderkind that you've got, Ilisma Badenhorst.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's 53. I'm calling her a wunderkind. I've never met her. I want to meet her now.
We have to bring her. Yeah, totally.
She is amazing.
She is incredibly. She's not well in the head.
Well, that is what's so amazing.
And I love her for that. Yeah, she's really, really awesome. And, of course, Wesley Lauder's choreography as well, supporting that.
We had Wesley a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about it, and I gave him actually choreography that he must include, and he didn't.
Oh,
I was
dear.
Watching for that. It was, what's the last song?
It's from Journey.
It's
what's it called? Don't Stop Believing. How can I forget
so
that?
So I said he must go, the choreography must be, just look here. Don't stop believing. And he said, okay, Casper, I'll do it for
it's
you.
It's hand choreography.
He didn't do it.
I'll have a word. Yeah, I'll have a word.
No, I haven't still talked to him about that. But Wesley's choreography, Elisma's direction. Yeah.
And Vessel behind the band and the keys.
Absolutely
leading the band.
Great. People, you must really go see this. It is fantastic. And as you can hear, better than Broadway.
Dum, dum, dum.
How is that?
That's pretty cool.
That's cool, eh?
Yeah.
And it is better than Broadway. I'm actually going again. How's that, people? I'm going to see it again.
That's very cool. Elisma actually has this thing about not watching previous productions because she says she doesn't like, because as soon as she's seen it, she knows what somebody has done with it. And she tries to steer clear of that, read the text, and then put her own sort of spin on this. And she did that with this, and I think it's worked in our favor.
She didn't see anything.
She's
of the
never seen the original production.
Well,
no.
It absolutely worked in her favor.
Yay.
Then. Definitely.
That's awesome.
I remembered one or two things from Broadway as I was watching yesterday.
Okay.
And every time I thought, oh, this is so much better. Oh, this is so much better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I
that's very cool to hear.
Your cast is people. It's Craig Barney is hilarious. He is so good.
He is a hoot. He is an absolute hoot. And then we also
have...
he's
good.
Josh Ansley from The Voice.
He sings up there.
Yes.
Higher than an eagle.
Exactly. And Claire Taylor in the female lead. She is a young lady who's sort of, she was in West Side Story and in Cabaret, sort of doing more classical musical theater. And then we made an audition for this and we said, do you have a rock belt? And she was like, honey, let me show you. And she just blew it out of the water. She is phenomenal as well.
Just come again. What she play? Who's she playing?
Sherry, female lead. With that hair. Big 80s
she
hair.
She is fantastic.
Yeah.
She is adorable. Mm. And look, I must warn you, it's a raunchy show.
Yes.
I think it's got a ouderdomsbeperking, hey?
Yeah, we sort of put a sort of PG-15 on it.
Yeah.
But depending on how you bring up your kids.
Exactly. Yeah, what they see and stuff. Yeah. But it's what is rock without sex? So
it
totally makes sense. And it's very funny also. If you prude, you might run out vomiting. But that's really for really conservative people.
Totally.
This is very, very funny. Also because the sex is also presented in a funny way.
Yeah, totally.
It's like over the top. You know, it's so good. So we got Sherry, we got Josh who played what?
Josh who plays Drew, who's
Drew?
The male lead.
Okay, and then we got Craig Barney who plays the owner of a club.
Yes, he plays Dennis.
And
the Bourbon Room.
His assistant is?
The narrator of the story is Zach Hendricks, who might be joining us later, I believe.
We hope so.
Yes. So Zach is sort of the narrator of the piece, and he takes the audience on this journey.
That's right.
And telling them the story and what's happening, commenting on the action.
I can't even remember that they broke the fourth wall in on Broadway. And oh, you wow. did it so well, because they step out of the show and say, yeah. look, it's now time for this. Yeah. Or not. It's wonderful.
Yes. Although we both lie close together, we miles apart inside.
He's dead.
This Justice, she's the big mama, the owner of the...
Yeah, she was fantastic. What's her name?
Her name's Mpumi Mayayani. She's a brand new find. We found her, and she's just
amazing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
She can open up. That vocal cords go for 10 out of that mouth.
Yep.
Stunning. Ek het maar net 'n knoppie nou gedruk hier op die foon. Wat sal ek speel? Jy kan maar enigiets sê. Waarvan hou jy?
Ek hou van High Enough. I love the sort of rock power ballads.
Yes. Yes, so do I.
It's not just like a massive rock show. It's got these beautiful tender moments. It's essentially a love story, and that's what I love about it.
That is what's so magical about rock and roll, is that you have these golden ballads.
Yes.
That you can really, your heart breaks.
Absolutely,
yes.
We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday's just a memory.
And of course, Josh, his range. Yeah. It's
insane.
So fantastic.
Insane. We have this joke backstage. Everybody sort of just says they want to punch him, but they want to punch him in the neck because of his voice.
Because of that bloody voice.
He's just that amazing. He really is.
I have the program here, and now for the first time in my life, I see what Elisma Bardenos looks like. Okay, and she's going to do, you know what, I'm going to tell you something, but I think it's your production. She's going to do the Passion of the Carols, or what?
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens,
is it your production?
It is my production,
okay,
yes.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, you will, definitely.
I didn't plan to come, and then I saw Elisma's directing, and I saw it's your production, so I'll go.
That's wonderful, yeah. We actually start the moving on Monday, it's quite crazy.
Wow, and till when do you run this one?
This one is on for another 2.5 weeks until the 10th of December.
It should be on for a year.
It should be.
People, it's at Gold Reef City.
Yes.
It's at Gold Reef City. It's worth it. It's really, you can, if you stay close to Gold Reef City, it's easy. But if you're far away like me, I had to take a ferry and a train and then an Uber, and it was still worth it.
Yay, that's awesome.
So I just want to come back and say that there was that the baddies are played by Niels Claassen.
Yes.
He was already on the show a couple of times, and if you are Casper fans, you would remember him as Bruce Weyers in Hakensteek.
Yeah.
On Casper Rasper. And he's also that one who goes in the Domste Droll Weakest Link sketch. He goes, ek het in my broekie gepiepie. That's him.
Met sy brei. Yeah,
met sy brei.
So beautifully.
I brei beautifully. Yeah. He was very funny. Did he have to go and cut his own hair?
That is actually, it's all wigs, the little toupees. They're all clip-ons that go on top of their actual hair, but he had to shave the sides.
The sides, both
yes.
of them, eh?
Both
father
of them.
And son.
Yeah, so they look German, comb-overs.
It's very, 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 very funny. And he's got a son. What's the son's name?
His name is Hertz.
Or Hertz.
Franz is the son, and Hertz is Niels.
It's Niels.
He's the big businessman.
Now, this Franz, what is the actor's name?
Skuman Smit.
Skuman Smit, do you think we can maybe lure him to come here?
I will quickly text him and see whether we can organize that.
He was so funny. I've never seen him before. It's like
wonderful.
Seeing a new talent.
He's an opera-trained boy. It's so
no.
interesting. For real. He's a classical singer.
Jesus.
With this rock belt on top.
And acting chops.
Yes. No. Lovely.
He's funny.
He was also in Sweeney Todd. That's where I met him.
What was he doing there?
He was one of the ensemble members, but a beautiful, rich voice. Yeah.
No, I can't remember him.
And he played a sort of a crazy in one of the asylum scenes.
Oh,
who, like,
wait,
kept
I remember such a character, but because now he looks completely different with his Nazi haircut that I can't recognize
him. Yeah, lovely guy.
And then there was Luis Duhane. She was... Wasn't she in Joseph?
Yes, she was in Joseph.
I recognized her.
She plays one of the waitresses in our show.
Very good. She stands out. I love
her. She's gorgeous. I must say, it's the nicest bunch of people to work with. They really are just such a cool bunch of people who go way beyond what's required. Yeah. And there's no issues backstage. It's really awesome.
It's fantastic. And they must just know, you know, that they must just commit to what they are doing. Because even if we don't shout and laugh or whatever, or react very loudly sometimes, we love it. I think what was very clear is at the end of the show, you could hear that people really loved it.
Yeah.
Even though some jokes I thought, you know, why don't they laugh louder? But they saw it. They saw it. These little... short movements.
It's very interesting because we are attracting a sort of non-traditional theater-going crowd, which is really cool. Good. I mean, the theater, my philosophy has always been that the theater is a place for everyone. It's for gays, it's for lesbians, it's for straights, it's for punk rockers, it's for conservative, it's for everyone.
Rich and poor.
Richard, absolutely. And we are definitely drawing in people from all different walks of life with this show specifically. And when the show starts, they're all sort of like not quite sure what to expect.
Yeah.
Is it a tribute show? Is it a barnyard type compilation show? And then by the end, by the end of Act One, everybody's like clapping and dancing and going crazy. They buy into the madness, which is lovely.
Yeah. Look, this show is a formula that has developed slowly over the past couple of decades.
Yeah.
And it's that, like Mamma Mia, ABBA songs with a story inside.
Yes.
And there's countless of others.
Yeah.
But it is definitely like nine notches up. It's not a barnyard show at all.
Yeah, no,
at
it is
all.
A tribute show.
It's a tribute show, but a very nice story. It's theater.
Yeah.
It's not barnyard. It's theater. Yeah. It's theater. But wonderful sound, great band, and the people belt and sing. So really, I can tell everyone here around the world listening to us or to the podcast maybe a bit later that you have to go to see this. And it's got a limited run, so you better go, eh?
Yeah.
It is rechtig nice.
Story wraps up. As for Drew and Sherry, it looks like they found love in place of fame. Living in Glendale now, I believe. They are the perfect illustration that on the strip, sometimes the dreams you come in with may not be the dreams you leave with. But hey, they still rise.
Play some more of the musical, obviously, during the show, because we're waiting for Skooman and
Zach.
So, and then we will play, obviously, some more songs, but it's great. Now, as you know, or not know, we have a fan from Uitenhage, and his name is Adrian. Do you remember Adrian, Gavin?
I do. Hallo, yeah. Adrian. Wat van hom?
Hy gaan vir ons WhatsAppie stuur.
Ag,
audiokie.
Ag, gaan vandag.
Nou, net. Ja, ek gaan dit nou speel.
Oh, amazing.
Rian, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre Kasper, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker. Ek het nou net vir ding dingetjie.
Dingetjie.
Jaco gesê hoe fantasties sy show was, maar Gavin, you couldn't come because of problems in your household.
Mm.
But Rian, you did come and you loved the day.
I laughed so much. It was amazing. Mind-blowing.
Oh my goodness, you look at no FOMO.
Good, good.
Now, well, we're going again. We're going again, and then you can join us.
You have to. It's a party.
Yeah, it's absolutely a party. But let us go now to the one and only Adrian and his message.
Hallo daar, vir almal wat wik en weeg by die Kasper Radio Show. Dis weer ek, Adrian. Ja, dis tyd vir die opvangsessie. Nou, die week wil ek nie babbel soos gewoonlik en 'n pot tos gesels nie, maar ek wil graag 'n mening stel. Ja, ek praat sommer net kak. Ek het gaan sit en dink aan die perfekte naam wat mens 'n petrolhead kan noem. Nou kyk, ek is een van die grootste petrolheads wat jy kan kry. 'N brullende V8 of net 'n fucking beautiful sportkar, is maak my fucking knie lam. Maar die punt tot waar ek wil kom is, ek het gaan sit en dink aan 'n woord wat 'n mens spesifiek 'n petrolhead kan noem, maar in moffie slang. Want wat is nou so nice daaraan nou net te sê, daar loop 'n petrolhead. So Kasper het definitief vir my hier bietjie inspirasie gegee. Onthou jy daardie woorde wat jy gebruik het of gebou het of fucking whatever gepluister het? Poeflobbe en vulva, ag jy, die hele lys, ek kan heeldag hier sit en woorde opnoem. Maar basies was Kasper die inspirasie vir dit. En ek het toe nou gaan sit en dink en 'n paar goedjies te mekaar gaan gooi en toe kom ek uit op die naam Paraffin Queen. So basies, as jy nou na die volgende car show gaan kyk en jy sien 'n baie slap, soepel moffie verbyloop wat baie glinsterend na 'n fucking mooi sportmotor gluur, dan weet jy daardie is 'n uitgestrekte en volmaakte fucking Paraffin Queen daar gelaat. Vandag hoop ek Betty is in die studio en wil net graag vir hom vra wanneer hy nou gaan besluit om een van sy fopdossers op die Kasper Radio Show te kry. Ek weet julle is vol geboek en baie populêr, maar ag tog, maak net 'n plan en kry hulle op die show. Dit sal baie nice wees. Ja, dit is dan nou al van my kant af. Tot ons mekaar weer ontmoet en weer sien. Volgende week, selle tyd, selle plek. Sien jou weer. Groetnis, Adrian.
Brand 'n weerhoekstok in jou pyjamas. Dit is Kasper Radio.
Like a rock of ages touch on Sting.
I like that.
It's nice, eh? Gavin, Rian, won't you tell the people in Afrikaans, English, and any other language you can master where they missed WhatsApp us?
Oh.
Please.
Sure. Because daai was amper soos my grappie wat ek vertel het in daai grappie kontes wat ek verloor het. A very long intro to
my context. You see, I like to keep the surprise at the end. So I always do that. Luister, ek wil net ja. Instead of saying die WhatsApp nommer julle, but have you got it?
Yes, I've got it. Yeah. It's 079-748-2090. Rian, jy moet dit in Afrikaans doen.
079-748-2090.
Ja. Wow, I like your voice.
Doen dit, hoor.
Thank you.
Hier is al klaar een van Raymond. Hy sê, Rock of Ages was amazing. I loved how much Rian enjoyed it.
Oh,
wat het jy gedoen?
Ek is nie seker nie.
Tequila shots.
That put me in a great mood. Not to mention the beautiful actors. Ja.
Hulle is nie lelik nie, nee.
Nee, glad nie.
Wie was dit?
Raymond. Hoe lank is jy gesit?
Raymond, yes.
ken nie vir Raymond.
Ja, ja, ek het gister, hy was by die show gewees en, hy was ons show gewees en gister by die Goldie show gewees.
Oh.
Dis reg.
Ja.
Hy was by Odyssey se show.
Ja.
Okay, ja, wel, hy het dit baie geniet. So, ons het 'n meeting gehad hierdie week, Gareth Cliff.
Ja.
Cliffcentral.com, jy kon nie daar wees nie, hoekom, wat gaan aan met jou
husband,
wou, eggenoot.
My eggenoot, wat is die verskil tussen eggenoot en eggenoot nou weer?
Eggenoot is vroulik.
Oh.
Okay. It's like wife.
Okay.
And then eggenoot is husband.
Okay. So,
maar ek kon ook man gesê het.
Ja.
That's the more common one.
Okay. Ja, ja.
Eggenoot is mooi RSG Afrikaans.
Ja, dit is mooi, ja.
Wat is verkeerd met jou eggenoot?
Hy het een pijn in sy been gehad.
Hoe lang het hy om te lewe?
En toe, ja, wacht, Louise is het besluit, Louise is gaan, is nog nie gereed om Melvino te welkom.
Ja, nee, want hulle sal moet party.
Prepare.
So he's coming out today, hopefully.
But,
the probleem is...
With a pijn in his what?
In the leg, but it is not because of other things or whatever. Dit is oor, hy het van sy wervels, die rug wervels, het hy gekraak. Have you actually ever?
And then it goes to the leg?
Ja. Het stier syne deur na die...
Your foot bone's connected to your ankle bone, and your ankle bone's connected to your knee bone,
it's a
your knee bone's connected to your hip bone.
Can we do a musical about that? So nice.
Yeah, so dit was my situasie.
So ons stier allemaal liefde vir Alvino.
Oh, thank you.
Shame.
And that's why I couldn't come to your show. I was looking forward.
Okay, that's legit then. Then it's legit. Thank you.
But I will come.
Jy moet.
Jy het seker al gesê, maar tot wanneer is Rock of Ages?
Ons het klaar gesê, Gavin Lights vir die podcast.
10 December.
10 December!
D-Day, dum-dum-dum.
Rian, you brought some interesting people. Yeah, it looks like a spectacular of Andrew Lloyd Webber Indian musical. What the hell is going on?
They are called the Oriental Fire.
Ach, nee.
Yes. And they are going to do a Bollywood dance for us. We haven't had that yet.
We haven't had that yet.
No, it's one of the styles we haven't. And I didn't actually even know that we're doing it in South Africa. So it's the first time I'm also going to be witnessing for the first time our Bollywood experience.
That's fantastic. So is there a spokesperson?
Yes, we've got two. We've got Sashin and we've got Crystal that's going to come in and speak to us about
we have got one space.
Christian.
Acker.
Yeah.
No, they can choose.
All right.
And then you can go, I think go fetch them. And then let's talk to them before they
Session.
Dance. Because otherwise they're going to sit in a woof and poof.
Okay.
After the dance. It was in the uniform. You know?
They look lovely. They're dressed up and all everything.
They are, eh? Mm. That's what I said.
Yummy.
Yeah. I'm sad I didn't bring my finger symbols.
Whoa, what is...
Oh,
the finger symbol.
Yes.
Oh, die symbole. Ek hoor nou weer symbole.
Nee, ek het ook symbole gehoor.
Ek het vingersymbole.
Symbole. Ek het nou nie gearticuleer nie.
Hi, he's a prince.
Hello.
Your highness.
Even his hair is going up like it's, there's supposed to be a crown, like on his head.
It is already, it's, the crown is coming.
Come closer to the mic and say hello.
Come closer,
don't
come
be scared.
Closer.
What's up, guys?
And where and what and when? This looks so interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us everything.
Oh, where do I start? Okay, let's start with
Let's
Fire.
Start at the very beginning. A very good place to start.
So when? In the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're called Oriental Fire. We're a group of dancers basically from all over the world. We've got guys from Australia and from Canada and from Denmark. And we basically just all share the same passion, which is dance. We all specialize in our own fortes and we bring that to the table. And I found that as a group, we've accomplished so much as dancers. And it's so much fun because it's not just a team of dancers. It's one big family.
Very nice.
Now, Oriental Fire, have you got a Facebook? Can people book you?
Yes, of course. Our website's www.orientalfire.com. You can go there and everything's on that website, how to book, what we do. It's all there.
If some idiot is welcome types in Oriental Fire on Facebook, is that going
to
work?
That's going to work, yes.
Okay.
That will definitely.
They're not going to end up in Chinatown.
No, they won't.
I love your outfit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
From wat is sy gunsteling kleer in Afrikaans?
Nee. Yeah.
Wat is jou gunsteling kleer in Afrikaans?
My gunsteling kleer. Dit is geblek.
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 Geblek Friday.
Geblek.
Geblek.
Yeah, it is and it is. Absolutely. Did you have traffic problems? Gavin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Proper, hey?
With a Black Friday.
Yeah, in Sandton.
Oh, hardloop now. Man, this is stupid because now, on Monday, the new stuff's going to come out. Mm. Nou het al die ou kok gaan koop.
Yeah, exactly.
Kom ons gee maar nou ons...
Selfs, can I tell you that...
HDTV vir ouma en ons gaan koop nou maar weer een 4X, die LGBTQ.
In our building, in Randburg, where my office is based, like... You stop in, like it's a proper office building, like this company.
You're popping the mic today, I don't know why.
I don't know why,
you're
yeah.
always such a professional. Exactly. And you know, at our meeting, Gareth also said that all these people who started, they are all professional now, but now you...
Okay, let me do
so
this.
Do this. Take the mic and just yeah. put it there. So you
wait, okay, yeah. like that. I can take super.
Let's try, but
can you hear me?
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Try it. Ek wil net nie spoeg in die ding nie. Maar in elk geval...
Ach, is ek.
Yeah, so everybody is advertising like these amazing specials and flat screens and fashion and whatever. And in our building, when you walk in, dan sa, jy kan al wors kry vir 10 rand. Wors.
Wow.
Wat gewoonlik waft is? 60 rand?
Ja, 35.
Why?
I wanted to have wors for breakfast, but...
Who doesn't?
Ja, het is altijd lekker.
Ja.
Yeah. Maar,
Ja, nou, it's madness.
Maar mag jy nou afslag?
Ja,
exactly. Mag jy afslag.
Shame, dat is eerst water om te drink daar in Sandton.
I heard...
Van die Westkap.
Ja, I heard. Nou, Sandton is dry.
Wat het gebeur?
Water het opgeraak.
Dat
het
pijp gebars.
Pijp het gebars.
Dat amoerse pijp het gebars.
Dit het selfs ons geaffecteerde aan de andere kant in die Gopse.
Is dit?
Our water pressure was down for a while, for a couple of days.
Did you know that I drove for an hour looking to from going from garage to garage looking for water? I couldn't find water.
Bottles.
No bottles.
All gone.
Wow.
All gone.
We don't know about this. Why isn't this on the news?
Ek het fail gaan slaap dinsdag.
Ek hoor so mense stink daar.
Dirty boy.
But in a News 24, why didn't they write about that? No.
What do you mean? Of
about
the water?
About the water? That's fucked up. I've got to read it on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I wanted to say something. Oh, take a lot, crushed. 12:10 this morning. Already.
Oh, wow.
Crashed, I mean, not crushed. Crashed.
The website.
Mm. Yeah.
What is crushed? Oh, that's...
Crushed.
Olifant, wat boe op een shopper staan, wat by Take a Lot was. Hy word gecrushed.
Yeah.
Maar Take a Lot het
crash.
Great. The song that you're gonna do for us, is it a Bollywood song or have you bullified it?
It is a proper Bollywood song from a proper Bollywood film.
Colors.
Bollified.
Oh, is it? Oh, yay.
And
I love the dance style.
Really?
I don't understand it that well. I mean, I can't send it up or anything, but if I see it happening, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about these beautiful ladies that you brought with. What are their names?
That beautiful lady there. That one is Crystal.
Oh, Crystal!
And then I've got Ali.
Ali Cat.
And Narisha. Stop hiding them.
Narisha's having a breakdown.
Where do you guys perform? Do you do mostly corporate work? Or private parties? Or how does it work?
We do everything.
You do everything?
Everything. Every function you could think of. I think the only thing we haven't done is a funeral.
Oh, wow. But that can be arranged.
I'm waiting for the day someone calls me. Like, we'd like to book 4 dancers for our funeral.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, wow.
We live in Africa.
Yeah, that would be shocking. But no, we perform everywhere from massive stages to private parties. All over the place.
And is it always just the 4 of you?
No, the team is massive in size.
Varies, okay. Yeah. Okay, wonderful.
We've got a lot more dancers that specialize in a lot more different things. The Bollywood, okay. The belly dance, the island styles, the aerial, the fire dancing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Listen, Gammon, will you record them for
Indeed.
Us?
Indeed.
Thank
Mr.
you.
What a question.
He's won awards online for his camera work. on the podcasts, but he goes everywhere. Just don't stand in their way, eh?
Okay, excel me.
That's the only thing I'm asking you now. Okay. You know what? They can say hello to us if they want to.
Hi.
Just call them a bit. You know how to talk
hello.
To them.
Hello.
You know,
you know how to call them.
Are they there?
Yes, they're there.
Are they talking?
Are you talking, Crystal?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hello, Yellow. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
Hello. We're looking forward to your dance.
You must join us.
Yeah. Imagine. We are going to go live on Facebook. So, people, you can live. Get your Facebooks.
Why not?
Get your Facebooks on. Let me just get to the right place here. What do I need to go publish? Hey, yeah, live video, and I'm gonna call this live video Destination of Hell. No, what's your name?
Oriental Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And while Casper's doing these live, tell us about the show coming up.
We've got a show on the 8th of December, which is called Mumbai to Morocco. So this show will basically showcase everything that we can do as performers in terms of Bollywood and belly dance. And we have a company working with us called Art of Synergy, and they bring all the aerial and circus acts into the show. So it's a complete mix of those three styles. So it's on the 8th of December at 8 o'clock. The venue is called Art of Synergy. And we hope you guys come and see.
Which area is this? Where is
Kailami.
This? Kailami. Mm. Oh, awesome. Okay, we must check it out.
Definitely. Yeah.
Have you got details on Facebook as well?
All the details are on Facebook.
We'll hit you up.
Definitely. We're going to do a little post.
We are live already.
Okay.
We are going live. So I think you can go and get ready. I will have the music. Just check when you get into the studio if you can hear me.
Okay.
So that you can hear the music. Awesome. And Gavin's going to accompany you. Hi, everyone. This is Oriental Fire. And I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
Are
they setting up?
They are setting up.
They got flags and everything.
That's
professional.
It's a production, Edie.
It's a whole production.
So remember, this is radio. You can't see it. But that is the whole thing. You go onto Facebook. Either now, Casper, the Freeze Face fanbook page, or after the podcast. You can go watch. You can listen now and do things. And then after the podcast, you can go onto Facebook. And then look at it there.
Potgooi.
Ja, ek weet nie wat nou gebeur het met my stem nie.
Hy het gebreek.
Dis nogal ernstig.
Hy het gebreek, ja. Teruggebreek.
Teruggebreek.
Now, the song he said was what? Hollywood.
Bollywood. Nollywood? Nee.
No, Bollywood. So I've got the song lined up. And I hope... Okay, can you hear me, Gabby? Okay, yes. So we're gonna go in far... 4, 3, 2, 1. That was fantastic. And I yippin', I mean, sir.
Wow.
Their hips don't lie.
No.
Yes, ek sou nou moes gaan vir 'n hospitaal. Ek sou nou gaan lê het langs Alvino as ek dit moes doen. That was incredible.
Amazing.
Rian, you will go out there. You will see there is two arty looking guys.
Okay.
Oh, where are you? Sorry, Irian.
No problem.
Two arty looking guys. Okay. Munga K and Jesus. I promise you.
Not kidding.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jose, that's his name. Jesus of Josie.
Okay.
That's his name. So if you can get them for us.
No problem.
And Rian, I want to tell you that I am thankful that I saw you today.
It was nice to see you guys again.
On this Black Friday. And how many Fridays have we got left, Rian?
Only one.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's only one, because then I go play cricket in Cape Town.
That's right. You're a cricket player, which it's very macho. Why are you playing cricket? What is this cricket thing?
It's just... it's just a nice little T20 game.
Have you always played cricket?
Yes, yes. I'm pretty okay.
It's and are the you World better with bowling or cricketing? batting.
A little bit of both.
Really? So you're an all-rounder?
Yes. Oh, wow. You know all-rounder.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. No. You're an all-rounder. So what is your average on bat?
About 25.
That's cock. And that's your... What's your bowling average?
It's about 19 to 15, depending on...
That's good.
That sounds like blood pressure to me. I don't know what that means. Yeah. No, what does that mean?
After every 15 balls, someone goes out with him.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Okay. I didn't even know that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Cricket is the most vervelende game om te kyk.
But no, T20 is different.
Ja, kyk, maar om te speel dan
one day is cool. One day
and T20, but T20 is over in 5 minutes.
T20 is net gaan in en bliksem. Dis net soos in dat vibe. Ja.
Now, I want to tell you, Rian, before you go and get Jesus and Munga, is that we are in the top podcasts in South Africa.
That is amazing.
The top 40, but they list us number 6. So I think we're doing well with the people out there.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. So, but I saw one of the podcasts that also are on the list, but also does, is RSG se fucking kotswenkies or something. So I thought I wanna get that group to listen as well. So.
Radio Sonder Mensen.
Yeah, they've also got something there in the top where we are. So I got the idea that I am going to go and give people advice on gardening in Afrikaans.
Yes.
And then dan steel ons die RSG groep ook na ons show toe.
That link
interesting. Brilliant idea.
I think so. So let's listen to our first, and that is as jy jou eie plantjies wil bevrug en dit is Tuinmaak op Casper Radio Show.
Goeiemôre tuinliefhebbers. Vanmôre gaan ek met julle praat oor hoekom val jou vruggies af van jou pampoene, jou skorsies, jou pettipens en jou zucchini. Hierdie vruggie het gevorm en jy kan sien hy klaar begin geel word. Dis my teken dat hy nooit bevrug het nie en hy val dan net eenvoudig af na 'n paar dae. Dan het ek ook baie vrae gekry van mense wat vir my sê, maar my plante maak net manlike blomme. Hulle maak nie vroulike blomme nie en dis hoekom ek nie vrugte het nie. Nou wat is 'n manlike blom? Hier is 'n tipiese manlike blom. Jy kan sien, hy het net een lang dingetjie in die middel, in Engels noem ons dit 'n pistil, terwyl net langs aan sit 'n vroulike blommetjie, en sy het 'n hele paar goetertjies daar binne. Nou dit is nou waar die sukses lê. In die oggende maak jou blomme oop, en kan jy sien of dit 'n manlike of vroulike blommetjie is. Maar later in die middag, dan maak hierdie vruggie toe, of hy nou bevrug is of nie, hy maak toe om homself te beskerm. Nou, hoe weet ons dis 'n vroulike enetjie? Jy sal sien, 'n vroulike blommetjie, buiten behalwe van daardie goedjies wat jy daaronder gesien het, of binne in hom gesien het, 'n vroulike blommetjie het klare vruggie onderaan. Maar dit beteken nie, daardie vruggie is klaar bestuif nie. Nou dit kan ek ongelukkig net in die oggende doen, glad nie in die middag nie, want dan het my blommetjies toegemaak. So wat doen ek? Ek pluk vir my 'n manlike blommetjie met een pistil binne in hom. Dan gaan ek nou probeer om hierdie blaartjies af te haal sonder om die styfneel daar binne in seer te maak. Sien, nou het ek al sy blaartjies afgehaal en nou gaan bestuif ek hom daar binne in die vroulike blommetjie. Nou weet ek dat daardie blommetjie is bevrug. So hy kan maar net nou toemaak, hy gaan so binne die volgende uur gaan hy toemaak en dan gaan daardie vruggie vat. Maar as hy nie bevrug is nie, dan sal hy geel word binne 'n paar dae en hy sal afval. Hier is 'n manlike blom, hy het een pistool en daar langs aan hom sit 'n vroulike enetjie wat klaar toegemaak het. So wat gaan gebeur met hierdie vroutjie? Sy gaan nooit bevrug het nie. So ek is nou so bietjie skelm en ek maak haar oop om te kyk, is sy regwaar 'n vroutjie of is sy dalk 'n mannetjie? En oeps, daar het ek myself verneep. Dis nog 'n mannetjie, so hy kan my nou rustig gaan slaap. Maar jy belangrik, moenie in die oggende jou plante water gee nie. Want as jy hulle water gee, dan gaan hy nie kan bestuif nie. Hier sit 'n vroulike blommetjie aan hierdie skorsie en daar sit nog 'n vroulike blommetjie en nou is ek op soek na die mannetjie en wraggies. Hier om die draai sit vanmôre 'n mannetjie blom en hy gaan nou sy job volgend vir my goed doen. Goed, ek het hierdie mannetjie blom nou oopgemaak. Nou gaan ek hom hier druk binne in die wyfie blom. Lekker bestuif, jy kry jouself lekker. En daar's nog 'n vroutjie blom wat ek ook gaan bestuif vir oggend. Ja, ek weet, baie mense dink ek is totaal en almal om sulke goed te maak, maar dit verseker dat ek elke blommetjie het wat ek het, gaan op die ou einde 'n vruggie kan dra.
Casper's Radio Show. Culture.
Yeah, it's time for culture, people. We're going into culture today because we've got two artistic young men here. One is more artistic than the other. Adelson.
Oh, it's great to be on.
It's great. And we met on Instagram.
Instagram.
That, she,
yeah. Oh, wow.
And then I saw his work and I loved it. And oh, I liked amazing. It. You know, you with the little harky.
Yes.
And then he said, well, he knows the Casper Radio Show. Can't he come and tell about his exhibition?
How awesome.
I said, but Adelson, of course. And so I got to hear that it is Mongake and Adelson collaborating on... Yeah. Whatever, it's a multimedia thing. You must tell us everything about it. I'm going to search for Mongat's songs, which is beautiful, and play it in the background.
Thank you. About the music side?
Yeah.
About the art? Yeah,
yeah, so I've got an album coming out. That's my first album. It's coming out in January.
Oh, good.
So it's a whole bunch of different genres, which we call alternative soul music. So it's experimental R&B, soul, jazz, rock music. So
it's even some... What I would classify as pop.
Definitely. Pop influences there. So, I mean, I wanted to do something really creative to kind of let people know that, hey, I've got an album coming out. Yeah. So I met Adelson at a show I did a couple of months ago, and he had art up and his David Bowie painting.
Very was like, terribly curated art.
No, it was beautiful. His painting of David Bowie was so beautiful. I was like, dude, we need to work together.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking the past couple of months.
So then we sat down and kind of just decided to put together an art show, which is, you know, more entertaining, not to diss Goodman, but something that will be more interesting to go to than the shit you see at Goodman or Stevenson or
all
of those big dogs. And basically have animations up, sculptures, just a lot of fun stuff, something that doesn't take itself too seriously, you know?
That's what I loved about your press release. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, that's fine.
But I love the fact that your press release is so informal, and it's just like, if you like it, awesome. If you don't, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like, that's the thing.
It's like, we do what we do.
Yeah.
And it sounds so much fun. It really sounds incredible.
Yeah, it will hopefully be, it's taken a lot of effort to put together, but it should be quite fun. Yeah. But that's what we've been aiming for. I mean, it's very annoying trying to get into the art world through
the traditional
way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to do it their way.
So what is your background? Did you study fine arts?
I'm in my first year now.
Okay, so you're still...
Are you that young?
I'm 19. Yes.
Wow.
No.
I promise you. I'm
I thought you'd like
established
artist already.
You're very good, then you got
initiative. That's fantastic.
It's amazing. I mean, I was super shocked to find out his age because I'm 21 and I'm going
also
going to my third year of university next year. So
the beard plays tricks, but
you've got the right idea. I love it that you already thinking into the future.
Yeah, yeah. I want to have a job after I graduate. So.
Yeah, also, I want to make money off my art. I don't want to be a stereotypical.
Listen to this. How did you work on the sound? How did you get to that? It's very nice and mature and well produced.
Yeah, so I mean, I have my first EP came out earlier this year. So that was like my first thing. It was very minimal. Did it in a bedroom with two of my friends. And then through that, I met Greg Carlin, who was the lead singer of Zebra and Giraffe. So we met a year ago and we've been working ever since. So we started working on songs for the album, and this was the first song that we worked on.
It was amazing.
Thank you. It was completely out of my comfort zone. So I was very afraid of putting it out because I was like, how's everyone going to react to it? But I mean, I'm so proud of it and I'm so glad that people are responding positively.
So which song would you say is your comfort zone personally? That I might have here.
So there's a song called Everest.
Okay. So people, you can go onto iTunes. It's available.
Very easy.
M-O-O-N-G-A-K. But he insists it's Monga, not Moonga.
I mean, my parents insisted, so I have to kind of
listen to what they say. Moon. It doesn't say Mon. But I'm not going to...
It's okay. Okay. Everyone calls me Moon when they don't know how to pronounce it. So
yeah, I like that. It's cool. But it's Monga K, but it looks like Moonga K.
Yeah.
And you can get it on iTunes, and this is Everest, the one we just spoke about. Let's have a listen to this. Love it.
Thank you so much.
So it's on iTunes. You can get it there, people.
Thank you so much.
It's, as you can hear, it's international, beautiful sound. You can put it on if you have a nice alone time with yourself or if you've got a party going on, it's lounge music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is.
It's appropriate for any moment of the day.
Yeah. Because it's so well produced, you can have earphones on and listen to all the details. It can be in the background at some soiree party.
It's absolutely lovely, and it's so well, so it's so well performed for such a young person.
Yeah,
like if you walked like in front of me in the mall or something, I would just
be like, no, you don't look like the kind of guy.
But that is wow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Adelson's name is Jesus of Josie, so I wasn't lying. No, I told them to look for Jesus.
Yo, Jesus, and they government going, name.
Yeah. Jesus of Josie. And he's on Instagram if you want to look for him and see his art there. Now tell me what's going to happen with this exhibition.
This exhibition. So my disciples outside have been working with me on...
Okay.
Well, Tom and Ben, they've been working, and my one friend Greg, we've been working on sculptures and about 20 minutes of animation that works with any music. Because the music that we have on at the event, we have techno...
Yeah.
A whole array of different DJs that perform different stuff. So the animations were made to work with Munga's genre and music, and then also work with techno and stuff. So it took us about like 3 weeks to put it together, but it should be quite cool.
Yeah.
And then we have luminescent sculptures, light boxes that we're actually going to go pick up after this.
So what's so cool about Adelson and the whole team is that with the album, I wrote a screenplay behind it. So the whole album is a story about this boy named Fink, and it's a coming of age story. Yeah. And it's what I love about like writing music and coming up with everything. It's open to interpretation from everyone. Mm. So I just gave these guys like the titles of the songs and the music and everything, and they did their own thing.
Yeah. Drew inspiration from
it. Exactly. And so they've come up with their own storyline compared to the story of the album, which they're going to display on Sunday. So it's super interactive, it's super engaging, and even we're going to perform all the songs from the album live for the first time. So I mean, that with everything else around it is just going to be such a different world. Because when? That's intentionally what I wrote for.
When is this happening?
It's happening this Sunday, the 26th of November at
this
Glory.
This Sunday, people, wake up.
This Sunday, yeah.
Glory in Melville.
26th of November.
And it is where? What's the address?
It's Glory in Melville. It's like 7th Avenue.
7th Avenue, yeah. Somewhere.
It's in Melville, it's Glory.
5 p.m. to 2 a.m., sorry, yeah, 5 p.m. to 2
And it's 7th Avenue, not 7th Street, because there are two.
No, Avenue, Melville. It's the one, that main strip with Gianna's and Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, and yeah.
It's from, what
that's
time? From
street.
5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
it's
a whole party. It's all funny. Yeah.
You know what I can do is maybe, I know I'm going out on Sunday, and maybe on my way back, I can drop in there.
Please. That would be amazing.
I will also be curious.
Yeah, I'm curious. Aren't you curious?
I'm curious. I'm gate crashing.
Please do. We allow it.
What are the times?
So I'm on at 10 p.m. So 10 to 11, but it starts from 5 on the dot, the first DJ.
So Sunday evening.
Yes. Mm. Sunday evening, 5 o'clock on the dot, the first DJ goes on. And until then, I've also got, there's the only feature on my album. She's a rapper, a female rapper. Ooh, named Taz. Yes. She is amazing. Talented
she's
rapper
incredible.
And she's gonna have her, I've given her she's we're giving her her own set, and she's also performing with me, so there's gonna be a cool little cypher thing going on with freestyle rapping and just fun games. It's gonna be so cool.
It's so creative, it's so new and fresh.
One thing I think we must just unpack is the name Jesus of Jersey.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that.
So I had a best friend who sadly passed away a couple years back.
Yeah.
And he was very I don't know, off the wall, but in a very, very creative way. Not in a naughty, bad boy way.
Okay.
Yeah. And we used to tag and put up stencils and stuff. And we always used to joke, because, I mean, I'm sure you've gathered a bit of an atheist.
Sure.
Don't take religion too seriously.
Sure.
And neither did he.
That's why you gravitate towards me.
Yeah. And one day we were tagging, and he was... We would always play on the name, you know, Jesus of Nazareth, and just make jokes about it, or Jesus of Benoni, Buddha of Benoni, whatever. We would play around with that. And then the one day he said, you know, you should come up with a name for your artist,
persona.
Your persona, And we just came up with Jesus of Josie, because I've lived here since I was... How do you say in Afrikaans? Piperki, or little tiny...
Piperki, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Maybe I thought that word up, I don't know. But, yeah, we just came up with
it's nice. It rolls off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very,
very
good.
Catchy.
We just played it.
Very
good.
Catchy.
Yeah.
You can catch. Are you on Instagram as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
As Monga K.
Yes. Just search my name, and it'll be hopefully the first one.
And it's
one
not Monga.
No,
it's actually Moonga.
Either way, it works.
I think Moon.
I like Moon. Yeah. I like the Moon. Mm.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a nice name to remember.
Right? Mm.
Yeah.
Moonga.
As long as it makes you think of me.
When
your mom and your dad, they won't be upset.
I mean, they love me endlessly, so it's cool.
I also want to know, you don't sound like you come from Benoni. tell us about how you ended up in South Africa.
So I'm originally from Zambia, and I was raised in Botswana. So I moved to Joburg 2.5 years ago. With my twin sister. So we're studying at Monash University. So I mean, I love South Africa. I mean, we always visited during vacations and stuff.
Okay, so you knew about it.
So we knew about it, but like this was our first time living on our own, and I've loved every single day, every single person.
So where does the accent come from?
So in Botswana, raised. Going to international schools, American schools, British. So surrounded by Americans and British people every day.
Watching
so
too many series.
Watching
I'm sure.
too much MTV and ESPN. And then you pick up on it, and sometimes they speak, and everyone's like, "What are you saying?" Even my parents sometimes are like,
"What are you
saying? I don't know. Just stop talking to me." And I'm like, "I love you, but it doesn't work." So, but.
Before we started the show, you said that you've got, like, you're busy, like, learning Afrikaans. Like, why? Hoekom wil jy Afrikaans leer? Why do you want to learn Afrikaans? Because you're looking at me like I'm a ghost.
I love learning languages. I took French for 15 years.
Yeah.
So I speak that, and I took Mandarin.
Fluently?
Yeah. Well, it's scratchy at the moment because I have no one to speak it with, but I mean, I can get into a conversation. Learned Mandarin, Spanish, and German for a bit.
Wow.
So I just love learning languages, and I think just... Afrikaans and Zulu. I love hearing people speak it to each other. And I just feel so out of place when I'm like with, because I have a lot of Afrikaans friends and they'll speak it and I'm like, subtitles, guys. But they're like, so I mean, I'm always keen to just get into the culture and just be in tune with everyone else.
So, what's Afrikaanse woordjies het jy nou vir ons vroeger gesê? Sê dit weer.
Pieperkie.
Yeah, this one.
Afrikaans nie.
And the other one?
Well, you did. That's fantastic. It's like going around saying, je ne parle pas français.
Yes.
Which means I can't speak French.
Or, Angikulumi is Zulu. I don't speak Zulu.
That's the first thing you learn in all the languages.
Because everyone assumes that you would speak it.
Yeah, and French?
What about French?
I don't speak French. Like, how would you?
How would I speak? I'm normally sing it. So that's the easiest way I learned, because in that Everest song, I put like a whole French section. So I was like, I'm going to show it off. I'm going to write a song and tell you that I can speak French.
Okay, give us one sentence.
From the song, or?
Yeah. In French.
In French. Préparez-vous pour le stracisme.
Immediately, yes, I'll buy it.
I told you, there's something about, you don't need to know the proper French words. It's just,
It's the ugh. It's somewhat sexy. I don't know how.
And Jesus, who inspires you in terms of artists of the past?
My biggest inspiration would be Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Your style is beautiful.
But more so his,
but that's very recent.
Yeah, very recent. I don't like too many of the old masters.
But don't you like? Don't you like?
Klimt, your jacket says.
Oh, Klimt. Yeah, no. My mom forced me to wear this because I had to look presentable.
But all those people at the end of the 19th century, I love them.
Which artist specifically?
That would be, okay, that's very cliche, Van Gogh, but Van Gogh I like, and Monet, and I love the Paul Gauguin.
But then does that inspire some of the paintings you've done?
Yes.
Because I mean, I've gone on your Instagram, I've seen your paintings, they're very expressionist.
Very expressionist, yeah. I basically see something, and that is how I see it. That's how I paint, yeah.
That's kind of what I do, exactly the same thing, yeah. But I like to reference just shit that I find funny or interesting or whatever.
One shouldn't be scared of just going for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And challenging, hey?
Yeah.
Challenging different things. That's sort of part of your mission, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Well, it is this Sunday in Melville at the
Glory.
The glory hole.
Yeah.
We can talk long. I wish we could talk longer, but maybe we'll see each other again on the show.
Well, we'd love to come and live here.
Yeah.
Just but we'll bring a bed. Yes. We'll sleep here.
Sleep over.
Next time we do the second half and we talk until the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you for coming. I'm really, my appetite is now wet for the glory hole on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
this is so much fun.
Cool. Thank you.
Lovely meeting you.
And it just shows you, if you reach out on the internet these days,
slide into those DMs.
Jesus wrote to me, and I love his stuff, and here he is, talking to me, and I've met two wonderful people, and I'm excited for you because you are genuine and you're going to make it so big. Thank you so much.
Crossing fingers. Yeah.
So young and so with it. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome. Okay. Thank you, people. Okay, listen to the. What are we going to listen to? This.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
So sometimes we play interesting songs on Out There, and sometimes not. Today it is, what I actually mean with that is, it's ugly or beautiful. Today I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something new I discovered. It's a song from a musical that has since never been done again. But it's written by the men of ABBA. Isn't that fantastic? In the 80s or somewhere. And it's called I Am a Seeker. It's played on a vinyl disc through the asshole of a North Korean. So it's not very nice quality. But at least you can hear what this song was. And if you like ABBA, like I do, it's always interesting to hear new stuff.
I am the seeker. The believer, I know I'll find you one day. I'm walking through a forest and it seems without an end.
Mens sou dink dis die mans ja, of Benny of Björn wat dit sing, maar dit is nie, hoor, dit is 'n Skotse sanger. So dit is nog steeds 'n enigma, maar dit is ja. Die song out there vir vandag was I Am The Seeker. Benny Andersson en Björn Elvius wrote it. You got some people here. Did they listen to your WhatsApp?
They did. Cool. Yes, they jumped out of the shower and they're ready to be here and tell us a little bit about
stuff. Oh, dis fantasties. En hulle is op die...
Dis die Kasper Radio vertoning.
Dis korrek, meneer. Goeiemiddag.
Middag.
Zak Hendricks.
Yes.
Baie welkom.
Middag. Hoi, dankie dat ek hier kan wees.
En welkom Skooman.
Hi.
Van Rensburg.
Smit. Okay. Naby genoeg.
Ja. Ek van Rensburg.
Ek weet, ja, maar Skooman, jy kan Skooman gooi met enigiets. Skooman de Bruyne.
Ja. Skooman retief. Dis klaar van.
Ja, ja, ja.
Gavin, these two were brilliant.
They
were brilliant. Last night. And I'm telling you, this cast is, they're all brilliant, but these two, fantastic. Skooman, I've never in my life heard of you or seen you, but apparently I have. Want jy was op in 20 tot onder andere.
Ja.
Wil jy nie meer gee my van jou vertel nie?
Sure. Even, wat wil jy weet?
Well,
even, ek voel een beetje so speed dating. You haven't even bought me dinner yet.
Hier so by ons is die dinner na die
tijd. Oh, is het? Okay. Ja, sure, ek weet nie, ek was in die opera school, so my lewe sou eintlik baie anderster gegaan het, so ek sê altyd, musical theater kind of happened to me, want ek het met die fancy graad uitgekom, en toe kon ek in die rekeninge betaal nie, en...
Maar jy die stem, so ja, gebruik hulle jou in musicals?
Maar hulle gebruik my predominantly in musicals, okay. So ja...
So wat 'n rol sou jy nou vertolk as jy in die opera was, wat is die... as jy so, tenor.
Ek is 'n tenor.
Amper sê ek so praat.
Ek is 'n tenor en ek het predominantly, wel hulle het my soort van ingedruk om compromario comedy roles te doen. So it is funny how life works out. Ja, soos die Goros en die oukies en Lerwadies en daai tipe goeders.
Dat jy my verloor.
Ek weet nie waarvan ek praat. Not a clue.
Wat se goed is dit wat jy nou genoem?
Is dit opera? Opera.
Ja. So is soort van al die ou oomies in die operas of die funny guys of ja.
Okay, is jy dan oud al?
Nee, maar ja.
Dan tres hulle jou op.
Ja.
Jy was verskriklik snaaks.
Baie dankie.
Ja, dis waarom ek was so impressed met jou styl.
Baie dankie.
Ja.
But that means a lot coming from you. Ek sê vir Zak, ek gaan vir jou sê, ek is besig om so hard te fangirl in hierdie hoek. Jy is soos 'n moerse hero. Dis 'n moerse hero. So that means a lot coming from you.
Just
so
sweet.
Ja, nee, jy was regtig.
Baie dankie.
En Zak,
yes.
My here, my kind. Hoe hard moet jy werk vir daai lyf?
Ja, ek gym 5 keer 'n week, 2 ure 'n sessie en dan
wow.
Natuurlik die show mense ook in fit. So,
Gavin, this guy's got a body. You will not believe.
Kom wys ons Zak.
But why is the body not in the program?
It's in the show.
Hulle wat nie daarvoor is hulle dit ons sal oor kan praat en dan kan mense moet kyk.
Ja.
No, it's really I mean you must work so hard to look like that, but it looks so beautiful on stage. Never mind your acting and singing. But jy is 'n actor op vele mediums.
Ja, ek moet dan ek het nog al 'n verskriklike lekker loopbaan. Oor dat ek 'n bietjie van alles doen. Jy weet, ek het eers drama geswat en toe swat ek musical theater en toe
wat jy geswat?
Ek by Tikkies geswat drama en toe doen ek musical theater by TUT. En
toe wat nog Pretoria Tech was.
Pretoria, ja.
Die goeie ou daar.
Ja. Dis hoe ons actually almal mekaar ken, want ons was almal met dieselfde tyd.
Ons almal het mekaar, ja. Ons ken mekaar al kak lank.
Ja.
Maar van daar af het ek meerderheid musicals en strydteater gedoen en stelselmatig myself so in die televisie en die film bedryf.
Ja, want jy was 'n groot rol in ongewaste vreemdeling. Nee, wag. Ballade vir 'n drenkeling.
Ja, ek dink dit is maar die ding wat my soort van geskyrocket het was ballade. Maar en van daar af het baie deure oopgemaak, maar dit is so die sieninge in die bedryf is so kak actually, want die ding is niemand wil jou gebruik as jy nie iemand is nie, maar as jy nie iemand is nie, gaan hulle jou nie gebruik nie. So how do you break through it? So vir 12 jaar het ek in die bedryf gewerk, klomp kontakte opgebou, maar die ding is jy kan net nêrens kom in die televisie en filmbedryf totdat jy 'n break.
Tot jy belade vir 'n enkeling doen.
En toe kry ek belade en maak dit moerse deure oop. So like en daai opsig is ek moerse fortunate.
Maar maak het dit nou deure oop gemaak om altyd 'n baddie te wees of nie?
Weet jy wat, dit is ek moet erken, dit is die een ding in die Afrikaanse bedryf waar ek excel en ek weet nie, ek het daai een van daai gesigte wat lyk asof dit geklap moet word of ek gaan iemand klap. You know, so,
you don't mind.
Ja, nee, dis fine, dit gee vir my werk. So, die Afrikaanse bedryf is ek gesien, word ek gesien as soort van die ultimate Barry, ek speel die Barry rolle, maar in theater challenge ek myself op 'n creative level, so ek speel heeltemal 'n ander tipe goeder, so vir my maak het glad nie saak nie, like give me the badass roles, and then I'll challenge myself as an actor in theater. So.
Ten minste baie meer interessant om bad guys.
Ja, dis soveel meer dimensie en dis altyd lekkerder. Ja.
I mean, as ek nou vir jou vra, wie wil jy speel, nou het ek sy naam vergeet, die fotograaf by The Daily Planet of Lex Luthor? Jy gaan onmiddellik sê Lex Luthor.
Ja, of course.
Ja,
ja, mean, ja, yeah. Yeah, great. Oh, come on. Jy weet nie hoekom
hy praat hier aan jy. If you're not talking musical theater, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jaku, though, sal die ouwekies as die fotograaf.
Ja. Yes, of course.
There you go. Superman.
Jaku, this.
Wat ek eintlik gesê het is, as ek Sweeney Todd doen, wil ek Sweeney Todd doen, of wil ek Pirelli speel? Ek wil Sweeney Todd wees.
Ja.
Alhoewel Pirelli is regtig 'n kak.
Ja, nee, dis nog dis van
daai. Pirelli is daai en jy het een van die lekkerste songs gehad. Is daar lekker agtergrondskinder wat jy my kan vertel oor hierdie twee?
Oor hierdie twee, ja, heel wat. Laat ek net gou die file was goed hier uithaal.
Nice.
Nee, let's actually pretty clean cut okies, unfortunately.
Kom julle goed deur die weg, die hele cast?
Ek haat almal.
Okay.
Ja, nee, maar dis een van die coolste cast en ek sê dit nie net om die show te pant nie, like mens is 'n partykeer in 'n produksie wat regtig amazing is en hierdie en ek dink dit filtreer van die kreatiewe span tot en met jy weet die mense wat die ouer, kom ons sê veterans in die cast. Want die ding is, as jy iemand kry soos Craig Albani en Andrew Webster,
hy was
fenomenaal, ja, wel is.
Andrew Webster het ek nou nie gesien nie, maar ek gaan weer terugkom om hom te kyk.
Ja, hy is great. O, yes.
Sy volgende week terug.
Ja. Yes. Okay.
En jy weet, as daar egos en probleme is, dan filtreer dit gewoonlik af na die res van die mense toe. En die ding is, ons kreatiewe span is flippin amazing gewees hier weet deur die proses en die ouer veterans is regtig net die mees incredible se mense, so ons kom regtig verskriklik goed toe die weg, jy weet, ek dink is 'n cast wat daar's geen egos en issues en like it's really nice to go to work en ek dink dit wys op die verhoog as ons op die verhoog is, jy weet.
It's a jewel.
Ja, dit is 'n moerse jewel.
Jy het nie gehoor wat ek vir hom nou gesê het nie, maar dit ek het die produksie gesien in sy glorie op Broadway.
Wow.
Hierdie een is 10,000 mal beter.
Ek is so hoenderfly.
Dit is reg. Hierdie is ultimate en ek stem en ek is bly ek hoor dat die producers van ver af ook gekom het en dit gesê het.
Ja,
hulle was baie happy.
Ja, nee, dit is amazing. Nou,
met 'n paar van ons oor see vat.
Ja. Ja, put your money where your mouth is.
Ek hoop Lonnie kry 'n siekte daar op Broadway. Ek my gaan wel.
Maar is hy al toe op Broadway?
Hy is toe, ja.
Ja, vir Jaco, hy is goed.
Ja.
Ja, hy speel nie op Broadway nie, maar hy het 'n toer.
Ja, daar's 'n
spot toer wat hulle splinter nuwe UK toer wat gebeur volgende jaar.
Ja. Oh, nou dan producers met julle onthou. Wat is song sing jy in die show, want ek het nie al die soundtrack hier nou 'n bietjie speel.
Ek en Dennis doen I Can't Fight This Feeling, waar die twee van ons.
Okay.
En ek doen Come On Feel the Noise, wat die opening nummer is, en dan,
Ek ons gaan dit speel.
Cool.
Ek wil net daar ander ding weggee nog nie.
Oh, got it.
Yeah!
Yes! Woo!
Fantastic. fantasties. En Skuman, jy is Fritzel, wat jy nou?
Frans.
Fritzel de Pritzel.
Fritzel was hy fucked up man Oostenryk wat sy dochter...
Yes!
Yes!
Hier gedraf.
Handcuff het met sy beentjes vast.
Frans, what song do you sing? In
so I sing, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Your best shot.
Yeah, how come you need the interview in your German accent? It's all so much better.
Well, it's because nobody asked me.
Fritzel, wait. I'm gonna call Greke and then she does with her yes. And you just...
Yes! Interview. A formal interview.
Hello, Schumann. It is very nice to meet you. And I saw you in the Rock of Ages. Heerlijk. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so very kind of you. And thank you, thank you.
You know that we as Dutch don't like the Germans.
Oh, you don't?
No. Do you remember the Second World War?
Yes,
yeah, we don't like
oh,
that.
Oh, yes, of yeah. course. Yes, of course. I understand.
But even through that hate, I thought you were magnificent.
Oh, thank you so much. That's simply wonderful. Thank you so wonderful to hear.
will you do me one favor?
Yes.
Can you say in English, Hasta la mi vista, motherfucker?
Hasta la mi vista, motherfucker.
Oh my word.
Ek kry nie daar aan 'n song wat jy nou genoem het nie. Ek weet nie wat sound. Ja, ja, ja. Ek weet nie wat soundtrack ek nou hier het nie. Maar ek dink ek het net een hier so ewe skielik.
Wel ja, dan kan jy dalk speel We Built the City.
Speel jy dit ook?
Ja.
Okay, wag nie, maar nou is ek heeltemal nie mekaar. Terug Rock of Ages. We built the city on rock and roll. We built the city. Waar sing julle dit?
Daar julle aan die begin.
Oh, nee, maar dit is Act 2.
Middle.
Oh. Alistair,
Ek het Act 1 nie voor, maar ek weet nie wat aangaan nie.
Miskien moet ons anders speel nie Dead or Alive. Het is so 'n cool track.
Waar is hy?
Want dit is die Stacey Jacks karakter.
Dit is die Stacey Jacks karakter. Ek moet sê, dit is nogals my favorite scene om te doen.
Dit is in die eerste helft.
Daar waar ek en Neil so afloop.
Ja, ja, dit is hulle met die baar en glijder van die stoel af.
Dan glans van die stoel af, daar is nogals pret.
Dit is verskrikkelijk snaaks. Want dit is so totally over the top, dit werk soos 'n bom.
Maar Kasper, daai staf is alles Niels, nee. Julle moet nie vir Niels weggooi nie, want
nee,
Niels
maar Niels was
joy.
Stunning. Nee.
Oh, hy is a joy, hoor.
Nee, ek
weet. Ek
het
gesê, hoef ek hier op die verhoog gaan staan en sê, dan sê hy net, volg my. En dan trek ons weg.
Ja, maar Niels is a ou hand in hierdie bedrijf.
Hy
is.
Hy is so flipping goed.
Ja, nee. Ek smal oor Niels en hy was fantastisch in die show. Die ding is, ons het allemaal nou al geprys. Nou, maar jylle was nie hier nie, maar ons is hier jylle allemaal. Die ou is amazing, die girl was amazing, die ou is amazing. Nee, allemaal van jylle is so goed. Ek het my gate uitgeniet en ek is so trots op hierdie produksie, dit is so goed is.
Wow.
Die enigste ding is dat op iTunes het Rock of Ages Act 2 verdwijn. Al het luister seker na ons en besluit nie vir waar. Stadig maar seker onttrek ons al die songs. Ek moet julle sê, ons het 'n section op hierdie show met die naam van Stofpoepies.
Yes!
Lekker. Ja, so ek moet daai ding speel en dan gaan Gavin vir ons vertel van die Stofpoepie vandag. Okay?
Still stof.
Stof.
Stof poefie.
It's like a dust fart.
Poepie.
Actually, it's like a... Ek het 'n RSG woordjie gesoek vir Golden Aldi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Dacht ek 'n stof poepie. Dat het vir my so RSG. Hou net aan gesels onder mekaar.
Okay, so...
Jaco. Hallo.
Al wat ek kan doen op die oomblik is net om sy foon social media te post, which is a great thing.
Facebook Live, ek kan nie multitask
nie. Facebook Live?
Yes.
Live op Facebook.
Hi.
Hallo
julle.
Dit
was
hard. Ek gaan 'n video vat van hoe jy 'n video vat en dan vat ons video's vir mekaar and then we have wine banks for the afternoon.
Thanks boss. Stoof poopies van J.H.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Ah, ons almal selfe wyd.
Ah, ek is honger. Ek
soek so broodjie nou.
Bacon moet nog so olierig wees en
dan was so hangover broodjie.
Yes.
Our stuff poopy for this week would have been Olivia Newton-John's song, one of her songs. I was in the kitchen and all of a sudden that song visited me out of the blue.
Is it?
Yeah, but I'm not going to play it because then what happened? Our dear idol died. Mm. David Cassidy. Ken julle vir David Cassidy? Weet julle van hom?
Nee.
Ons was so verlief op hom.
I did not know him.
Gavin, but...
Ek weet ook nie wie is David Cassidy.
He was one of... He was the biggest, and he had like, he's in the 70s, he had like this whole like feminine sort of, he's straight, totally straight, did 3 keer getrouwd met a vrouw, but the feminine facial features,
baie mooi,
beautiful, like he could, like, he can qualify for a double adapter.
But remember that adapter? That's on Black Friday, cheap.
That's what colour people call bisexual person.
A double adapter.
Yeah.
Double. Is it the little noob?
True. Cape Townian coloured.
From Cape Town, we once had Marianne Tam here on in the studio, and remember she said she was also in love with him, but she's lesbian, so he's got that look.
Yeah.
He's got that look.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know, wait. Let me just play a little bit of him, and then we go on. Okay.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you.
We love you, David.
And that, admittedly, like that was one of his biggest hits, but I still don't know.
Nee, die pen het nou kan vir my gedrop. Ek is net te bang om te sê, ja, my maat altyd gesê, hy maak so 'n bietjie die tier en al wakker. Ek het eintlik seker donker haartjies gehad met seker
jou ma moet lie expectations is daai Lydia.
But did you know that in the 70s he was so popular that he had more fans than the Beatles?
No way.
Like, meer fans. Hy het die Beatles geout, whatever, as like, the biggest, like, the largest fan club had in Elvis Presley. That is how huge he was. Like, I thought, niemand kan die Beatles of Elvis beat me.
Yeah, of course.
This is how like, popular this guy was.
That's how conservative the listeners
are. but listen, we remember that scene where the big rock star enters in Rock of Ages. People were like that. For him, the girls.
Right.
They were... I mean, the gay scene was very... hush hush there in those days. Maar ek God, as hy nou hier was, dan die moffies gegal. Hulle het daai vroue uit die pad geklap.
And can I And can I tell you something that it is very like people and like TV stars or music stars or whatever from that age, like the 70s, yeah, like the 70s, he's still beautiful. He's beautiful. Maar ek weet nie, jy weet, hy het 'n bietjie die alkohol het hom 'n bietjie ingehaal.
Hy's dood, Gavin.
Ja. Ek weet jy kom ons lag nie. Hy's nog eens 24 uur by liewe Jesus nie. He died on like shame. He died because he had the doctors were still waiting for a liver om vir hom die transplant te doen. Alles is al die bettes reg, die naalde is reg om te begin sny en sulke goeders, and then he died.
But Gavin, as a Christian, can I ask you, you as a Christian, I'm not, but if you go
I'm
to...
I'm semi.
I can see.
That's what that was.
No, I just want to...
You just stepped into that.
I just want to send up some. I just want to make a joke.
Yeah.
Is that if we arrive in heaven now, he's fucked up now and old. He can even choose what to look like. And then they go back to the nice boy he was in the 70s.
I'm sure he can.
They can press a button. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think also 18 years.
Nee, nooit
meer. Ek ook nie.
Ek wil 30.
32.
Ja.
30. Okay, well, tussen julle nie. Meer.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, that was him, eh? Right, so some, that was like he was nie awarded nie, maar hoe sê dit? You were hy het hierdie titel gekry as like the number one on the list of the 25 greatest teen idols of America.
Wow.
He's number one.
Sure.
Maar shame wanneer dit kom by sexy, I don't know VH1. But VH1 het vir hom op die lys gegee, op die lys gesit 98 op die sexieste lys.
Like of all time.
Of all, yeah.
Wie was dan een?
Ek weet nie wie was die sexieste in julle. Ek kon sit op Dave.
From where did they start? Maybe Justin Bieber? Something like modern people or what?
This came out in 2005-ish.
Okay, then Justin wasn't there.
Dat was nog op YouTube.
12.
Teenage. Yeah, so, and
well, I must play this. So now we have a fun section. What's going to happen is I'm just going to things I read about this week gaan ek oor praat en dan maar ek gaan dit obviously vir julle vra sodat julle nie kan weet wat dit is nie en dan kom ons by die antwoord uit geleidelik. That's the whole exercise is to have fun and for me to come along for my oor te kom as intelligent en slim.
Want ek het al met ons klink so stupid.
Julle moet stupid okay, okay. Op baie snaakse goedjies sê. Dit want julle weet mos die Britte it's like a panel show, hulle love it. So, what happened to Oscar Pistorius?
He was sentenced.
When?
This morning. 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Two hours or two how many
13.
Years?
13 years.
Good.
Sorry, but let's interrupt here.
Yeah,
oh, yes, okay.
Okay, nothing funny yet, but you're right.
Nul op 'n kontrak daar.
Minus 3 punte vir jou.
Is jy almal happy oor die 13 jaar? Dink julle dit is beter as die 6?
Wel, is baie beter.
Nee, dis baie beter. Ek bedoel, as iemand gevonnis word vir moord, 6 jaar is definitely it's not justified. So I think vir hulle om die vonnis op te gevat is great.
So hoeveel jaartjies het hy nou al gedoen?
Ek dink is dit 2 nie, 3. Want dit is nou die 13 met wat hy gedoen het, so dis addisionele 13.
Lekker. So dit beteken parool. So wat ek net daarmee probeer sê is Oscar, ons is jou by jou vir die volgende paar jaar. Elke Vrydag om 11 lekker luister na ons.
But that's a good question. I wonder if it's going to run concurrently with the ones that he's done already.
En daai kok parool ding wat hulle inbou.
Exactly.
Nou wil ek ook nou net vraat, iemand nou al hierdie Britse movietjie gekyk wat hulle nou van sy lewe gemaak het.
Dis nie Brits nie, is Amerikaans.
Wel, Amerikaans. Ja, okay. Ek het Wesley net in die dressing room daaroor gepraat toe sê hulle die aksent so opgehou.
Ja, dat was dit was Australies, man. Dit was so weird accent dat hulle mee gehad werk het. Net Oscar self het so bietjie, maar hy is van Suid-Afrika, so hy het so bietjie of originally. So hy het so bietjie Afrikaans accent, maar dit was
Aboriginally.
Aboriginally. Ja, maybe he's from Australia. But it was very Australian and very Jamaican.
Very Jamaican.
Al die swart mense in Suid-Afrika in die movie praat Jamaican.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nee, jy moet het weer doen, hierso.
Ek is live op Facebook op die dinges van Zaak.
Tomberg.
Op die dinges van Zaak.
Okay. You know, in Finland, those are Scandinavian people. They are so clever. I love them.
Thank you.
Finland, yeah, Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, Norway, stunning people. Finland has now worked out a way to give the poor people bread. What do?
They bake cut it into smaller pieces.
That's nice. That's very nice. Yeah, but it's not true.
Okay,
they make it out of something else. Waarvan maak mens brood? Deeg.
Deeg.
En wat is deeg op die einde?
Mielies.
Okay, so they cut that. They're making it out of the gist of
soya.
The brood is iets anders. Nee. Onthou ons moet dan goedkoop dink.
Soja dier, ek weet nie. Ek drink nie soja nie, is aaklig.
It's horrible.
Oh, dis horrible. Oh, dis aaklig.
Het jy al banding brood geëet?
Nee.
Nee.
Yes, dit is heeltemal 'n ander ding.
Waarvan word dit gemaak?
Dalk is dit sade
van banting.
Sade.
We ook sade.
Ja, sade en neute.
Okay, dink weg van sade en neute.
Cheap. Wat is die goedkoopste ding waaruit 'n mens possibly kan brood bak? Dis die vraag.
Ja.
Yes, like sand.
Sand.
Ja,
sand cookies, jy weet. Sand cookies. We all had them.
We all had them, all got the worms.
Ek voel op hierdie stadium ongelooflik dom.
Dit
is hele punt van
die... Jy was so goed in die show, ek voel kan vergewe jou.
Okay, baie dankie.
Is dit een legume? Gee ons een leidraad. Is dit een legume?
Geef ons een leidraad, ja, vingers op die knopies. Ja, is dit een peel?
Dis uit diere.
Nee, dis lysbrood.
Been.
Blikkies.
Bene, ja.
Amper, maar nie, direkte idee, maar... Maar nou is het levendige dieren. Nie die benen nie.
Is dit een dermpie?
Wat kan die dieren gee? Dieren is urine en is poef en is saliva.
Hulle vat die jylle gokken ding.
Die jylle...
Is dit een wurmpie?
Soos een jylle skapie en...
Nee, dit is een wurmpie. Dit is nie een skapie dierkie nie. Dit is een wurmpie of so ietsie.
Oké, hy het baie poekies.
A lys.
Dis 'n poot.
Nee.
'N lintworm.
'N lint.
Het hy pote? Nee. Krap nie in jou ding dan. Ja.
They are making
bread
out of crickets.
Oh, nee.
Cricket bread.
Dit vir my is dit 'n fantastiese idee.
Ja, maar jy's wel
cricket brood.
Ja, maar jy moet nie op panies gee en so aan nie. Dit
is
nou nie.
Ja, maar Zak is adventurous so. Ja, nee.
Ek weet nie so lekker
nie. Cricket ja, dat jy vir my sê, jy cricket brood, jy sê ek nie, geef my eerder een rugby skon.
Ja, vir reen terugkry, met so cricket.
Ja, ek weet om te sê. So, they do cricket bread, people. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. Dopamine. Yes. Dopamine. Do you know that?
Dis die goeie hormoon, laat goed voel hormoon.
Dis die happy hormoon. God, is dit nou die muscle memories wat nou, is dit omdat jy by gym toe gaan, dat jy die goed ken?
I wish...
Dopamine. Wat is dit?
Dit is happy hormones.
Yeah. You right?
Good feel hormones.
You right?
Kan mis dit koop?
Nee.
No, but you know how you can get it?
I do.
Say dit.
Jy kan sexy.
Dis
jou. Nee, dis nie wat ek wil sê nie.
Jy kan ook 'n shower vat. Apparently waterstimulasie op mense lyf.
Yeah.
Releases dopamine.
En obviously dis yoga se superseller ook. As jy nou yoga doen dan.
Dis hoekom die Weskaap so fucking unhappy is op die oomblik.
Ja.
Hulle het nie water nie.
Hulle
kan nie shower nie.
Hulle kan nie was nie.
Well, my fact that I have is when you listen to music you like.
Ah.
Maar dit is maar ek miskry mos hoender vleis, mos gaan nie voor jou nie. Ja.
So as jy depressed is, gaan luister net na iets wat jy baie van hou.
Of kyk Rock of Ages.
Ja.
You have that feeling the whole way through.
Gold Reef City, Rock of Ages. You get the dopamine free.
Yes.
I just the best probeer om vir jou 'n shot daar in te werk van die dopamine.
That is amazing.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
If I take all the people on Earth, how many people are we on Earth?
Yo.
8 billion?
No, a little, nearly, but a little bit lower.
6 billion.
No, little bit. I said little bit.
7 billion.
7 yes. Will take.
Yeah. 7 something billion okay. people.
Yeah. Wow.
If I take all those people and I put them in front of me in a long line.
Oh my God.
And I greet them. Hello. Yeah.
They'll
hello.
Speak up on you.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. How long will it take?
Wait.
It will
7.5 billion seconds.
Oh!
If you say hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah. Werk uit op jou calculator.
Just like when Jakku daar was, actually.
Hy is slim, man.
Hierdie game werk nie vir hom nie, want he likes his idiot.
Ja, ja. Spikers in sy pap nou weer.
Hierdie kom so met die antwoord. At least het ek die Oscar enetjie gekry met 13 jaar. At least I got something.
My calculator kan nie 1 billion doen nie. Wat is die klein?
Samsung.
Doen een Google search.
Misschien is dit die antwoord, jy gaan nooit daarbij uitkom.
Jy gaan nooit daarbij uitkom.
Nee, volgens iemand het dit nou weg.
Hierso is my probleem. Ek is nie dom, ek is dom genoeg om nie te weet hoeveel nulle 'n biljoen het nie. Ek weet 'n biljoen het 6 nulle. Hoeveel het 'n biljoen?
'n miljoen, ja.
Maar hoeveel het 'n biljoen? Het hy nog 1 of 3?
Nog 2 by, of 3 by.
3 by.
Ja, wat 100 miljoen is dan nog 'n 0 by, en dan 1 biljoen het nog 'n 0 by.
Wat is 'n miljard nou weer?
Ag fok, ek weet nie.
Okay nie.
Maar anyway, een of ander scientist wat nie genoeg dopamien het nie, dan is dit 'n uitweg.
Ja.
It's gonna take a couple of years. How many?
Just like
20.
Okay.
15.
More.
95.
It's impossible humanly to do it. So how many years?
300 jaar.
One little down.
200.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
200 jaar. 200 jaar om almal op aarde
hallo
te sê. Of om net te sit en te gaan 1, 2, 3 tot 7 biljoen.
Oprah het dit reg gekry. Sy het almal ontmoet. Of almal het haar ontmoet.
Ja.
Yes, that was so lame. That was so lame.
That was so
lame.
You must have back in the room.
Okay, ek gaan nou stil bly. Dankie julle vir slekker.
He's my co-presenter. I can tell him it's lame. Dit was so fun.
Ja, maar ons ken ook voordat hy ons baas was. So ons kan maar net vertel. Ja, ja, ja.
Name a couple of people. En hier het ek nie al die antwoorde nie, maar Kevin moet nie skrik nie. Wie is nou onlangs alweer aangekla van seksuele teistering? Wat gaan aan?
Zuma.
Kevin Spacey.
Ja, okay, ja, na hom.
Na Kevin. Well,
na Kevin.
Ja, daar is 'n hele paar weer. Okay, Louis C.K. ook, soos julle weet.
Ja,
okay.
Yes, Louis C.K., ja.
Maar na hom.
Is dit nie vrou wat eindelijk aangekla is nie?
Ek weet van hy nee, maar dit was nie sexual harassment, dit was sy revenge porn.
Wat is dit?
Nee, wacht, divulge.
Wat, vertel ons wat is revenge porn?
Wat is dit?
Dit is a Republican senator. So, ja.
Nee, maar wat is revenge porn?
Oh, revenge porn is, wanneer jy, as ek nou soos in gaan, en ek en jy is nou in 'n verhouding, en ons stuur nou kaalvoetes van mekaar en whatever, nou breek jy my hart, en nou gaan ek social media toe, en ek gaan sit al jou kaalvoetes om jou te shame. Yes!
Stuur mense kaalvoetes
van mekaar. En
daar was
daar. Daar was tot die foto's van hierdie man, die senator, was op social media gewees, hierdie week. So hy is net up in arms, maar sy span het gekom en erken, yes, he had the affair, maar sy is 'n suur gat. Maar die probleem is net dat dit is illegal in Texas, waar die situasie nog gebeur het, to revenge porn is illegal daar so. Ek het geweet, revenge porn is legal in sekere staat in Amerika.
Nou sê hy groot kak.
Sy het moeilikheid.
Okay.
I tried to search for, say, Footdoos
member. Okay, it's that guy from Transparent. What's his name again? The lead actor in Transparent. Do we know Transparency?
Yeah. Amazon. Do we know movies?
It's on Amazon. It's the bi, not the bisexual, the like that woman who became a man who became a woman.
Transsexual.
Die. This is the transparent because it's trans.
Oh, man. Yes, is he comedy actor? But so,
yes,
he called
Cope.
Yes, yeah.
He was in Thingy.
En thingamajig en
ja man, dis is series Transparent. Ek weet presies van wie jy praat. Yes, ek het eintlik op e-news gekyk gister.
Vroue het gekla oor hom.
Yes.
Wow.
Dat hy te veel drukkies gee. Dis alles wat drukkies.
Hulle het eintlik Transparent nou gekanselleer. They've actually now cancelled the series.
Such a wonderful series.
Hy het uitgepoel as gevolg van die allegations.
Ja,
so he's now they calling it quits with Transparent.
I think some of these allegations are a bit over the top now. Want allemaal dan, oh god, ja, hy het my een keer, het hy my onder die midriff geklap. Wacht, laat ek nou praat daarover, you know? Then there's this guy, Nick Carter, from Backstreet Boys.
Ja, is hy ook aangeklaagd?
Yeah.
What? Is die blondie?
No. Die mans of vrouwe?
Vrouwe ongelukkig. Ryp nogal.
So
Jy sê, ek het so jaloers. Oh, Nick.
Oh my goodness, that I didn't know.
Sure. Mm.
Die baas van Pixar, die John Lollapalooza, I just know his name. He makes cars and he's also been, now that hy is te gul met sy drukkies. Ja, ek is al bang om te druk.
Jy moet wees.
Yes, is,
mens jy weet nie.
Druk nou en dan kom maar klagte later.
Ja. Wel gelukkig het jy gedruk en gekom later.
Crazy show.
John
Crazy
Lasseter. Show today. This ain't fun. Lasseter.
Lasseter. Yes. Yes, hy draag altijd soke kinderhempies.
Hy draag vreemde
so rooi hempie met karretjies op. En
Is dit nou die kaalkop ou die, van die
Pixar?
Het iemand al die moeite gedoen om die kaalkop ou te gaan Google?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a lot in the game.
The moment's passed.
It's passed, so you can now, actually. Okay, so why are you...
What's the name of
Transparent.
Okay, Transparent. I'm looking,
Because that guy played in a lot of stuff. He's very funny.
Hy was ook in Arrested Development geweest. Hy was die paar Arrested Development. Dis
die woord wat ek soek. Arrested Development. Hy was daar
ook. Oh my goodness, is it hy?
Ja.
Jeffrey
Tambor.
My word. I know him.
So well.
Wil jy hem vir jou een drukkie gee?
Nee. Maar nie kan.
Okay, so who is Oumuamua?
Rugbyspeler van
ja klink so nee van New Zealand nee ek het wat is Oumuamua as 'n beter vraag
Oumuamua
wat is Oumuamua
Oumua
Oumuamua is ontdek Oumuamua ja is ontdek hierdie week
in New Zealand
so oud nie
ek weet nie maar dit klink Maori, nee, maar...
Ja, okay, jy vond ons een kloegje waar.
Jy geef ons bekie heen.
Daar was een baie goeie een van Fritzel nou, van Skoeman. Hy het gesê, hy sê ek dan is jou oud nie. Juist nie, biljoene jare oud.
Okay, Ancient City...
Biljoene. Amuamua.
Oe nie, maar dit moet
Zuid-Amerika.
Dit kan nie Ancient City wees nie,
maar ons... Is dit nie soos Amuba? Jy weet nou, Amuba is nou Amuba.
Bigger, think out there.
Dinosaur.
Oh, it is a constellation.
No,
solar stelsel.
Close to the
star.
Fine.
A
pyramid.
Ja, ons weet al van hulle.
Ja, by ander planeet, ja, by die farm.
Oumuamua.
Is dit 'n planeet?
'N swart gat.
Amper.
'N son.
Meteoriet.
Ja,
as yes.
Meteor.
Oh, let's say a space rock.
Okay.
But why are we talking about this little...
Yes.
Oumuamua.
Want het water op.
Nee.
Dis bietjie
Hollywood.
Hy moet asseblief dan in Kaapstad gaan land.
Stuur ons vir Ben Affleck met 'n fucking rocket om die water te gaan haal. Val hy nie Kaap.
Can you present to be nice to him?
Hy is 400 meter lang.
Wow.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Dis baie groot en hy is in ons...
Is it?
Yes.
Mm. Ooh.
So langs is vier atletiekbane.
But what is amazing about this little fucker is that he has never been in our solar system. So solar system beteken nou hier by ons is Mars, Venus, Mercury, hier, ons klompie met Pluto, Pluto op die einde, wat die fuck Pluto ook nou is.
Yeah.
So he's been outside, traveling through civilizations maybe, we don't know, and he's now entering our solar system.
But he's not the one that I was speaking about that was going to possibly hit us on the 21st of September, is
he? Hier is van die skulpla.
Oh.
Hy is van Skalk. Op die oomlik. Ons het nog net nie afpis.
Hy gaan nog revenge on ons.
Ja.
Be nice.
Ja.
People, and that is our show. Look, the time is voorbij.
Genieën.
Ja, ons nog aangaan.
Dit was so lekker.
But you were very good. Dankie, Jacob.
Yeah.
Dankie
as mede ding is. En ek wil jou net hiermee amtelik bevestig dat jy nou Sir Jacob is. Sir Jacob.
Oh, this is amazing. Ek was laatst keer een FOTS.
So, ons is reg. Fats, friend of the show, yes. That means you've been there twice.
Okay.
You've been then third. Is this your third time?
Yes.
You are Sir Jacob.
Knighted.
Thank you. It was lekker om by julle te kuier.
I hereby proclaim Sir Jacob, the Order of the Garter, and the Yeoman of the Building. Baie gelukkig.
Moet nie stop nie, asseblief nie stop.
Moet net nie te veel drukkies
doen nie. Ja, ek sal nie, God, ek druk niemand nie.
Actually, jy kan
maar. Dankie. En dan, Zak en Skuman, dankie dat julle hier was.
Was so lekker.
Yay.
Ach, en julle is amazing.
Dankie.
Julle show so geniet, ek kom weer.
Yes, goed.
Ja, en ek gaan vir Gavin ook bring.
Yes. Please do. I can't wait.
Ek wil jou drukkie gee nou die tyd.
Ja, asseblief.
Okay, maar wat, ja, ek denk ons moet het sê voor die tyd.
Ja.
Dan is het fijn.
Ja. Wat sê, hy gaan met druk?
Ja, maar dan is het fijn. Dan
moet je die stemming wat
ik zeg. Zou moet je sê drukkie en dan revenge porn option. Ja.
Vingers gaan naar buiten toe, vingers gaan naar buiten toe.
Nice, oké, cool.
So, kom ons luister naar ons bekende en immer groen afscheids. Lekker.
As mens die gesig kon sien saam met die stem. Yeah.
Goodbye, stay well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cliffcentral.com.